Mr. Morris, sir.
Yes, sir.
Dick, are you coming in with the Galbraith
Yes.
group? I think we ought to give
a
contribution. What's the problem?
There's been a disappointment in that Stargill couldn't make it.
Well, that's all right.
And Steve Blass is coming in his place. He wanted to come, but
there was... Well, Blass is great.
Yeah, all right, fine. Excuse
great.
Me. Yes.
But it seems to me we ought to start on the contribution side. As you know, I set a contribution, but I don't think it can be quite that indirect in the sense you've got to do something symbolic to get it going. What do you suggest? Do you think you could pass the hat around the White House and get some money? Maybe get $400 or $500 or something.
Yes, yes. Why don't you? Now let's see. You don't necessarily mean for the photographers. We don't have to show it physically, but
no, I'll just
yeah.
They don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Just so he can say, I'll just hand it to him afterwards. I'll say that here's a contribution that I've already made a personal contribution, but here's some more we collected around the White House to start this off with. See what I mean?
Yep. Yes, sir.
And
I'll just write a check, and then I'll hit some of our colleagues, and so you will have it. And
write a check for say what? How much?
Well, whatever you say, $500, or should it be an odd number?
That's
enough.
That's enough.
$550. So it sounds like a.
All right, $550.
Yeah, so
right.
So it represents a
right. And then get it from somebody around.
Sure.
All right. Good.
Now, Mr. President, one thing.
Yeah.
Your gift yesterday. I'd like to have Mr. Galbraith say that you let off with a very generous gift yesterday, which after all is for the cause, and it was in memory of Roberto.
Yeah.
So that, and they'll say, well, how do you know? Well, they can say, well, Mr. Moore was describing what's already happened here, and we had a gift for some of the staff, and the president had been the first one who did as he asked others to do. Is that all right? I think you may as well.
How do we have it? How do we? You'll tell him then.
I will tell him.
I don't want to tell him that I did.
No, but the reporters, he can tell the reporters that one of the things.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell him for his information?
Yes.
And you give him the amount. You could just say that the president sent I'd give him the amount.
Oh yes.
Yeah, you just say the president.
Yes.
President gave it from Mrs. President and Mrs. Nixon. She had been sent a check for $1,000 to the through the Nicaraguan ambassador. Just put it to him.
Right.
He took it down there yesterday.
Right.
And that we, as a beginning on this, and members of the White House staff have added to it.
Now, could I take one more point on that?
Yeah.
That is the inspiration for the committee or the memorial fund.
Yeah.
You know, the reporters, they're going to talk to the reporters afterwards.
Yeah.
We'll say, you know, whose idea was it? And...
Well, they should basically say it's true that it's mine, actually,
yes.
Because I made the statement, and then I suggested that we have a memorial fund for it.
Now, here's what happened then. At that point, when Chuck told me about it, I called John Galbraith to inquire if anybody was doing anything to formalize this. And he said, we're trying to find a way to do it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, the president suggested a fund. He said, that's exactly what we want. We'd like to come in and talk to him about it.
Well, then you go out with them and tell them that.
Yes.
You go with them at the press and be sure they're covered.
Yes.
And just say that the president, when he prepared his message early in the morning, you know, which I dictated myself, then I got a hold. You say that I talked to you about it. You can say that.
Yes, sure.
I called you about it.
Yeah.
The president talked to me about it and suggested that we get a hold of John Galbraith and to see if something could be done about it, a memorial fund. Okay?
Exactly.
And you fill them all in.
Yes, sir.
Good.